What is a hero? What makes a hero? What qualifies one to be a hero? The sad truth in today's society is that many individuals that are deemed as heroes by many are not exemplary role models. Many people idolize or say they have a sports hero. And I'm not going to argue the fact there are some sports figures that are genuine Christians. I recognize that. But many times, these heroes that are idolized in the sports realm lead sketchy personal lives. Many people say they have a popular movie star as a hero. And there are very few, if any, Hollywood movie stars that I would want to pattern my life after, even if they are rich and famous. Our society has a skewed view of what makes a person a hero. So what does make a person a hero? I want to talk about heroes today and what being a hero means. And first, I want to honor our heroes. This portion of the message is not spiritual. I just wanted to let you know that, but it's rather just a reminder of what we're celebrating this week. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and we celebrate the summer, you know, basically. We kick off the summer, and we have hot dogs and hamburgers and maybe some fireworks and softball games and whatever, and we're really missing the point of what the holiday's about. It was first called Decoration Day. How many of you remember when it was called Decoration Day? Couple people that have some age on them. It was started by General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, and it was designed to honor the fallen of the Civil War. And they decorated the graves of those fallen soldiers on that day. And I will say, I enjoy seeing the group of people that come out to cemeteries and remove the old flags and put new ones up to honor the ones that had gave their lives. And I think that's classy. I think that's respectful. It's neat to watch that. And if you have not done it before, just take a moment and thank the Lord for those individuals that were willing to sacrifice their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy. In today's society, however, things are backwards and getting more and more backwards as it goes. Society literally honors those who are setting a terrible example, and they dishonor those who are sacrificing their lives for our safety and freedoms. Instead of paying tribute to the men and women who are sacrificing overseas, society instead focuses on the political injustices and the reasons why we shouldn't be there in the first place. And just to be clear, I'm not saying I am for or against military presence in a certain country or area, but what I am saying is that we can honor those who are sacrificing their lives there. And I realize that in church it may not be the most pleasant or the most popular thing to talk about, war and the atrocities and the injustices and the brutalities of it. But do you realize that we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for those people that paid the price for that? And we need to be thankful that they did. And so I encourage you, while you may not support the conflict, you can support the people that are there. They're sacrificing more than what we know. So let's not join the common thread in society and get hung up on focusing on things that dishonor those that are serving. And then there's another subject that's causing me great disgust. Instead of honoring our local law enforcement agencies and those officers that sacrifice to uphold those laws, society has rebelled against authority. They find every reason they can to pick a fight against those that are sacrificing their lives to maintain the freedoms and the dignities and the freedoms that we have. And I want to state right here and right now that I am disgusted by the blatant disrespect that has been shown to our police force. Do I think that all police officers are fine examples? No, I don't. And I've even had a run-in with one. No, I wasn't doing anything terrible, just to be clear. It was a trip when Jeremiah was on his way, so we'll leave it at that. But that doesn't change the fact that the majority of these hardworking individuals sacrificing their lives to help us enjoy the freedoms that we have and enjoy our safety. So I encourage you, show respect to them. And if you get a chance, thank them for their service. These heroes are getting little, if any, support right now, and we need to do a part to counteract that. And then I want to honor our local heroes, of which I don't think any of them are here. And what I mean by local are the men and women who are serving in positions that ensure us here that we have healthier and safer lives. And we have some in our church, but they're not here this morning. This became even more prevalent. This subject became even more prevalent to me when COVID-19 started and the whole scenario of fear and the uncertainty. I think of all of our frontline workers, whether it's EMTs or nurses or doctors, it just never hit me until then. But these people are sacrificing their lives by doing the job they are doing. They don't know what they're going to face. When they get the call to go on an ambulance, they don't know what they're going to face. I've heard some stories from Greg and Samantha that are pretty scary. And they don't know what disease they might come in contact with. They might not know that, but they need to respond to the person that needs help. I think of our local fire department, the members that put their lives at risk every time the fire bells ring and they go out. It's often out of sight, out of mind until you need their help. And I know personally that our local fire department is really struggling. They need volunteers. They don't have enough because they're lacking funding. So show your support. Be encouraging. Spread the word. If someone, you know someone that wants to help them, go help them. Or if you have time to go help them, go help them. So I think of Matt Pilkerton, Greg Weller, Samantha Martin. I think of Genevieve and Carla. I think are you still a nurse? You were? Others that I may be missing that are connected to our congregation, to you, maybe your family, that are serving in this capacity, we thank you because that is a huge job. And that's a local hero. And so while this may not help us grow spiritually, it is appropriate to pay proper honor and proper respect to our local heroes, to our heroes that are sacrificing for us. But then I want to talk to you about becoming a hero. And I mentioned earlier how so many, and especially younger people, make heroes out of less than desirable people. So what can we do to stop that trend? The simple solution is we need to become the heroes that they need. Now, I realize that's a lot easier said than done, but there's great truth to it. Why do we consistently say how our young people are following the wrong examples and are going down the wrong paths, and really, they just need us to be examples to them? And also understand, I'm not just talking to older people. This applies to everyone. Everyone can be an example to someone, except if you're 1 year old. I'm not sure how that works out, but. So I want to ask you this question to start. Do you have a hero, or can you think of a hero in your life that guided you on your spiritual journey? And right away, I could tick off a few. Few people that have made a great impact on my life, and I would call them my hero. Some maybe are gone now. Some are still living. I would call them my spiritual heroes. Now, think about those that need a hero in their life. And wouldn't it be awesome if you were theirs? And I'm also quite convinced that a number of you in this church are already playing that role to someone, I'm sure. But let's talk about that a little bit more here. I have some passages I'm going to read. I'm not going to have you turn to all of them. I will have you turn to Titus. If you want to start turning there now, you can. If you want to write down some of these references, you can. But most of them are very familiar. So the ones I don't have you turn to, just listen to those. Jesus told us in a Sermon on the Mount that we need to let our light shine before men, because they'll see our good works and then glorify God. The simple truth today is that people need an example to follow. If they don't know Jesus, and we do, we should be Jesus to them. Show them Jesus. We need to start with our testimony. If people followed our example, would it be worth following? Or by following our example, would it lead them further away from Christ? And that's a very tough question to ask, and I hope we all ask ourselves that. I think it would be safe to say that everyone is watching someone. What kind of testimony are we leaving for the one that is watching us? Are we being the spiritual hero that we need to be to lead them to a closer walk with Jesus? So in Titus, there are some very practical instructions in being a spiritual hero to someone who is younger and showing them how to live for Christ. I want to make some observations as we go through this passage, and that's in Titus chapter 2. And we'll start with the men. In Titus chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, and love in patience." That's quite a list of qualities. Another version states it this way, "Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in endurance." Wow. That's what because I'm still younger. So you older men need to do for the younger men that are watching. That's a big responsibility. What are they to teach the younger guys? Verses 6 through 8. "Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that can't be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." Older men are to show younger men how to have integrity and honesty, respect, clean speech, clean living. You know, guys, we have a solemn responsibility in the world we're living in right now. We live in a society where men are demeaned and put down as idiots. Women are lifted up as being bosses and competent leaders, and they got to keep the men in line because they're stupid. If you ever watch a movie, that's how it goes. And that's not how God designed it. Men were created to be the leaders in their homes and the families, and the younger men need proper examples of how this works. Is it any wonder that in today's society, young guys don't have a clue? Because they're not being trained. Are they finding that example in us? And again, I should say you, because I'm still watching, I'm still younger. Guys, let's be the heroes to the younger generation. And this can be to any age, really. We have a big job ahead of us. And then to you women. Verse 3, Titus chapter 2, verse 3. "The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may be not blasphemed." And I want to read that in another version. "Teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good, that they can train younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God." Now, do you notice the difference between the two lists, the qualities for guys and the qualities for women? There's a big difference. The men have this more detailed list where the women are supposed to love and respect their husbands. And notice the part about maligning the word of God. That means a misleading or a defaming of God's word. Is there any wonder in today's society that they're trying to reverse the roles of men and women? Satan is trying to ruin any attempt at following God's principles as laid out in his word. So that's what's trying to be happening here. That's what they're trying to accomplish. Women, show your dedication and controlled spirit that you love God and your husband. Show those younger girls, women that are growing up, that it's possible to live in a home without having to wear the pants and run your husband down like we see all the time. That happens way too much today. So just like men, women need role models too. And I want to encourage all of you ladies, be the examples that a younger man might be watching, might be looking for. Look for that good homemaker and that support to look up to. Women have an incredible job, and they need to be a good example of how that's done. Be that example. And then I want to talk about youth, because you know what? Young people can be heroes too. And I'm reminded of the verse in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one despise your youth." That's what Paul was telling Timothy. "Be an example to the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity." Is it maybe slightly possible that our world desperately needs good young people to be willing to stand up for the truth and follow Christ? Young people that are an example of what being a Christian really is like. So if any of you that are young, or any of you that think you're still young, show others what it means to be a Christian in the way you live, where you go, what you say, how you love each other. Show the world it's possible to live pure in a morally bankrupt society. Young people can be heroes too. Young people, you never know who is looking up to you. It might be a little brother or sister. Because I have two little sisters here today, and I know they look up to me as a fine example of what... I better move on from there. As I was working on this point, they're laughing at me. As I was working on this point, I was reminded of a secular song by David Bowie. Maybe you recognize that name, I don't know. But he sang a song, it's called "We Can Be Heroes Just for a Day." And the reason I remember that song is because it was a theme song of my NHL computer game that I had in the 90s. And I'm not mentioning any names, but there is at least one individual here in this church that thinks that's very old and corny. But anyhow, it was always cool to watch the hockey players skate around to that song. And I didn't even really know what the song was. It sounded cool. So I went on YouTube and looked it up. And I was kind of sad as I listened to that song and watched the guy singing it, realizing here was a guy that desperately wanted a hero in his life. And I never realized how much sadness was involved in this song. There was violence, there was drinking, there was love, all mixed together in some weird way. And I realized again, society has such a mixed up view of what makes a hero. And this guy obviously didn't have one to look up to. Folks, God wants us to be heroes of the faith to others and show them the way. It can and it should last for more than just one day. It should last for their lifetime. It should last for eternity. So do you want to be a hero to someone? You can be. Be there for them. Don't let them down. But then to wrap up, I want to talk about our ultimate hero. In all the talk about heroes in this life, why don't people follow the ultimate hero? Could it be that we don't tell them about him? Jesus was and is and always will be the ultimate hero, the greatest hero. Think about what he did for us. I want to read a passage from Peter. I don't need you to turn there. Some of you will recognize this because we're studying this chapter in our Wednesday night devotions, but we actually didn't get to this portion yet. It's very simple. It's very to the point. It's a testimony of why we should follow our hero, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:21. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." I'll never fully grasp the magnitude of the act of God Almighty sending his Son to earth to live an earthly example for us to follow, but then ultimately die for me. If I was the only one, he still would have done it. It's an incredible thing when you stop and think about it. God Almighty became man just so he could lead us by example and then sacrifice himself for us. That's a hero. "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously." Here Jesus showed that even when he was falsely accused, he didn't respond with anger. Even when he was abused, he didn't fight back. Rather, he was committed to doing what his Father sent him to do. And that's a hard act to follow. It's hard not to react when things don't go our way. Hard not to react when we're falsely accused. Hard not to react when we have difficulties. But are we following the example of our hero? Verse 24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Jesus shared that he was willing to pay the ultimate price to ensure our safety to heaven. Are we doing all we can to get there? Are we following the ultimate hero? Are we helping others learn to know him? That's a really, really condensed view of our heavenly hero, but I wonder, how closely are we following him, and how much are we encouraging others to follow him too? Because he is the hero we need to be following. It is impossible to be a hero of the faith to someone else who's looking up to you if you're not following your ultimate hero, Jesus Christ. And I'll say that emphatically with no fear of being misunderstood or argued with, because that is absolutely the fact. You've got to follow Christ before you can lead others to him. To wrap this up, I'd like to play a song for you, and it's called Heaven's Hero. It came to mind as I was preparing this. I haven't played it. I think I played it here sometime.